Good evening, creative people. It is November the 27th, and we're coming to the end of the Creativity X project. It's only a couple of days left. Now, I've had in mind some assignments for the end of this project that might challenge your bravery a little. And the first of these is what I'm going to give you as an assignment for today, which is to take a portrait. And I do want a portrait of a person, a real live living and breathing person. It could be a child if you wish. And very simply, I'd like you just to take a portrait of that person and, you know, be, you know, open, honest with them that you're taking a portrait. So, you know, make this something that you get their agreement to do and that they do it. You know, they can smile or otherwise. You know, just have it, just be a nice, straightforward, looking at the camera, you know, perhaps not smiling, that might be nice, just to do a sort of a straightforward, verbatim style portrait. Think about light, think about the stuff that we've already done with light, because that lighting stuff is hard. That's the stuff that I deliberately left that towards the end of the assignments, because, you know, thinking about where the light's going and how it's hitting the subject is tricky. Start thinking about that with your subject. You know, think about putting your portrait subject maybe near a window. Don't just have them facing straight onto the window. Maybe give them a little bit of an angle to the window so that you get a little bit of light and shade across their face. If you have got a way of bringing light back in on the other side, then maybe think about that. But remember that the lights that you have inside your house are not going to be the same colour of light as the light you have coming from the window. It will usually be a much more yellow coloured light. So, you know, that might not make the fill light too attractive if that's what you try and do. Think about reflectors maybe. If you can do that, you might be able to bring some extra light in that way. So, very straightforward assignment, but it does require you to engage with someone, to actually sort of ask their permission to take their picture. So this is as much a bravery test as it is a photography test. So your assignment today, one portrait please. Post it to Google Plus as usual, tag it with Creativity EX as usual, and I will try and catch up on the commenting, because I am now home from London, and my legs don't work anymore. But apart from that, I had a fantastic time. I was there sort of co-teaching and mostly taking pictures on a well-shot London creativity and photography workshop weekend thing. So, yeah, I was with Will Chung, who's the editor of Advanced Photographer magazine and an excellent teacher and a very, very knowledgeable photographer. And, yeah, it was I'm not worthy, frankly, to teach with Will. So that was a great weekend, and if you get the chance, I definitely recommend going on a sort of a photographic retreat for a weekend and just immersing yourself in your photography for a long time like that. We tried all sorts of different things. I will be posting some of the pictures, but today we were taking pictures of a model in a tunnel with graffiti art. You'll see one of the pictures from that on the cover art of the Boo today, which, as with all the photographs on the cover arts of the booths, it was taken with the iPhone, and in this case it was edited on the iPhone using Snapseed, but in most cases I didn't do much in the way of editing, just cropping them square, because Audioboo needs a square image. All of those cover art images have been shot with the iPhone, and they're not intended to be high art, they're just intended to demonstrate what I was asking you to do in that assignment. So, the picture on today's one is Rada, who is quite a successful and talented model. We've used her before for well-shot stuff. So we're doing that in the morning, and then in the afternoon we visited a couple of locations and did some location stuff. We went and saw some skateboarders and took loads of pictures of skateboarders. We got really close up and did some strobe photography, getting catching them in midair while they were jumping around. And yesterday we went on a Google photo walk, which with the big bunch of Google Plus people. We did loads of stuff. Good fun. Great fun. So thank you to everybody that went. So that's me done for today. I will catch up with you guys tomorrow for day 28. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.